Welcome to Featured Wiki of the Day, where we read the summary of the featured Wikipedia article every day. The featured article for Monday, the 19th of October 2020 is V. Gordon Child. V. Gordon Child, the 14th of April 1892, the 19th of October 1957, was an Australian archaeologist who specialised in the study of European prehistory. He spent most of his life in the United Kingdom, working as an academic for the University of Edinburgh and then the Institute of Archaeology, London, and wrote 26 books during his career. Initially an early proponent of culture historical archaeology, he later became the first exponent of Marxist archaeology in the Western world. Born in Sydney to a middle-class English migrant family, Child studied classics at the University of Sydney before moving to England to study classical archaeology at the University of Oxford. There, he embraced the socialist movement and campaigned against the First World War, viewing it as a conflict waged by competing imperialists to the detriment of Europe's working class. Returning to Australia in 1917, he was prevented from working in academia because of his socialist activism, instead working for the Labour Party as the private secretary of the politician John Storey. Growing critical of Labour, he wrote an analysis of their policies and joined the far-left Industrial Workers of the World. Emigrating to London in 1921, he became librarian of the Royal Anthropological Institute, and journeyed across Europe to pursue his research into the continent's prehistory, publishing his findings in academic papers and books. In doing so, he introduced the continental European concept of an archaeological culture, the idea that a recurring assemblage of artifacts demarcates a distinct cultural group, to the British archaeological community. From 1927 to 1946 he worked as the Abercrombie Professor of Archaeology at the University of Edinburgh, and then from 1947 to 1957 as the Director of the Institute of Archaeology, London. During this period he oversaw the excavation of archaeological sites in Scotland and Northern Ireland, focusing on the Society of Neolithic Orkney by excavating the settlement of Skara Brae, and the chambered tombs of Mayshow and Quiness. In these decades he published prolifically, producing excavation reports, journal articles, and books. With Stuart Pigott and Graham Clark he co-founded the Prehistoric Society in 1934, becoming its first president. Remaining a committed socialist, he embraced Marxism, and, rejecting culture historical approaches, used Marxist ideas as an interpretative framework for archaeological data. He became a sympathizer with the Soviet Union, and visited the country on several occasions, although he grew skeptical of Soviet foreign policy following the Hungarian Revolution of 1956. His beliefs resulted in him being legally barred from entering the United States, despite receiving repeated invitations to lecture there. Upon retirement, he returned to Australia's Blue Mountains, where he committed suicide. One of the best-known and most widely cited archaeologists of the 20th century, Child became known as the Great Synthesizer for his work integrating regional research with a broader picture of Near Eastern and European prehistory. He was also renowned for his emphasis on the role of revolutionary technological and economic developments in human society, such as the Neolithic Revolution and the Urban Revolution, reflecting the influence of Marxist ideas concerning societal development. Although many of his interpretations have since been discredited, he remains widely respected among archaeologists. This recording reflects the Wikipedia text as of 1:03 UTC on Monday, the 19th of October 2020. For the full current version of the article, search Wikipedia for V. Gordon Child. This podcast is produced by Arbul Smay Productions based on Wikipedia content, and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license. Visit wikioftheday.com for our archives, sister podcasts, and swag. Please subscribe to never miss an episode. You can also follow WOTD Pod on Twitter. Arbul Smay Productions produces the current events podcast Curmudgeon's Corner as well. Check it out in your podcast player of choice. This has been Brian Neural. Thank you for listening to Featured Wiki of the Day.